The world, the church in itself, has seen so many fakes and phonies behind the pulpit. They don't hardly trust anybody. The first disposition of their thought is, that guy's a fake. He's only after one thing, after people, popularity, money. Who knows, he may be one of those weird preachers too. But then there's a walk of the Spirit, and there's a walk of power, where Jesus truly becomes your Lord. You love Him more than anything else. You don't have to prove who you are. Most preachers, they won't shut up. There are a lot of words. Pastor Dave used to say that even after the service was over, you couldn't shut their mouth up with a stick. You have to beat it with a stick. You and I that are on this walk, we're not after trying to impress, but we're after trying to heal. Because the world is it's messed up. You don't know what people come in with. The baggage in their life, and so many of them, they didn't ask for what they're having to put up with. But circumstances and hard life situations and abuses and physical abuses, words spoken, people are hurting. They need the real Jesus. The real Jesus that is one that has an answer. Has an answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just wait in your presence, Lord. You love people. You have an answer, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's how simple it is. It's not joining a church. It's not paying money. It's not who you know. It's Christ. Now the world, through the camera lens of social media and everything we see, has been given a false gospel. It's been given a gospel that people can't trust, as I said a few moments ago. But Jesus said, if you'll come unto me, all you that are laden and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. What rest? Rest from the burden of sin. Rest from the burden of torment. This is a powerful gospel. It's a powerful gospel. Many of you have been filled with the second part of this which is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you something. Why would you be filled with the Spirit and not use that gift on a continual, constant basis? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, is to grow you up in Christ and get you past your weaknesses, your inabilities. To stand in a prayer line and now this is just one example. To stand in a prayer line, is everybody listening to me? You've got to listen. You've got to listen. You've got to listen. If you don't listen, you're going to wonder why you're failing. To stand in a prayer line and lift your hands and somebody lay hands on you and get you filled with the Spirit, that's not what's important. It's whether you'll do it. It's whether you'll go out of here and do it. Now I'm talking to Christians now. In a moment he's headed towards others. I can see it. He just changed everything. But if you don't exercise praying in tongues and the Word of God, you'll never grow up. The Holy Ghost inside of you, excuse my expression, that doesn't matter too much unless you turn him loose. You've been given a gift to use. The only way that gift of praying in tongues works is if you use it. If you don't use it, you're just about on the same level as if you never had it. Do you understand that? He'll just sit in there dormant. Some of you are listening to this, but you don't quite understand it, those that are not born again. And that's okay. God loves you so much. But he has to say that. But then the gospel that we preach is not unto men, but it's of God and by God. This is a powerful gospel. It's a power that raises you up from death to life. You could have been hurting, despising your own life and despising other people for everything they did for you, against you. And you come in here or any place and you get born again. What is born again? Born again is this, that when you turn your life over for God, whosoever God gave his Son, for whosoever will trust in him. What is trust in him? It's not to believe that he exists. Everybody believes that God exists. Everybody, pretty much. But it's to put your trust in him. What does that mean? You making a commitment. The gospel has been so watered down that it has no power. The reason, much of the reason why there's no miracles is not just that we're the ones that are to give the miracles, which are us, are supposed to come to another place by the renewing of our minds and by fasting and prayer. That's one part of many parts of this. But a major part is that this gospel from the very get-go, especially in America, has been so absolutely watered down. In other words, come on, accept Christ, get born again, and just keep living your life the way. What you do when you bend your knee at an altar, and you might not have bent your knees, but when you say, Jesus, come into my life, I'm sorry for my sins, there's a washing that comes. There's a cleansing. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Some people like sin until it begins to destroy them. It's fine. It's some people love to stick it up their nose until it begins to destroy their life. or smoke it down until it gets, or how many baby daddies can you be? It's all fun. Oh, absolutely. Until it begins to take your life and twist it up like a pet pretzel. And demons begin to absolutely inhabit every portion of your day and every moment of your life. You can't rest. You can't even come to a place where you can have one single thought of peace. What a watered down gospel we've had. They've said, come on in, come on in, come on in. Because we wanted to build the church up and have big numbers and say, we got a church of 500 or 5,000 or 10,000. And look at the money. We've got millions in the bank. Yet there's no power. And the reason why there's no power is not just that there's no faith. It's the watered down of the gospel has been this. It's not a change gospel. When you come into this and you're born again, there's something inside of you. You become, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you become a new creation. Old things are passed away. You don't have to want to not to do those things. You don't have to. If something inside of you, once you're born again, doesn't say, wait a minute, I can't keep sleeping around. I can't keep fornicating. You say, well, is that the tenets of this church? No. That we don't have any tenets like you're supposed to do this if you No. You just live by your conscience. Live by a conscience. But once you're born again, your conscience will tell you, I cannot keep living with somebody. I can't touch this girl until she's mine. I've had people come to me, sit in my office and say, we're getting close to getting married. And so what can we do? These don't belong to you or to put on her body or her to you until you are born or until that born again spirit signs a contract for marriage. Yes, sir. Then you can do whatever. But the church has said, come on in, come on in. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's keep living together. Keep having sex. Listen, pastor, you're preaching your... No, I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to go into it. But if you really wanted to, I could go to this chapter and another chapter and read the whole thing, and you'd absolutely be convinced, chapter after chapter, three different places where it says, you cannot do these things and be born again. What is it, sir? Yes, sir, I saw that too. He's going to convince a lot of people coming in that this is the path. They'll be glad to lay this down, because what's the trade-off? What's the trade-off? We're not some weirdo church that teaches abstinence from all the... Listen, marriage is a beautiful thing. But it's not some white, red-headed man in D.C. that's dictating morality. It's the truth of the gospel. Could care less what somebody else tries to get across to me compared to what the truth of the gospel is. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people out there that are coming in and they're going to say, I don't know what I know. I know what I am. I'm this, that, or the other. I was born in a man's body, but I'm really a woman. I was born in a woman, but I'm really a man. Those are all demons. Yes, sir. Those are devils. And they'll send you to hell except there's a place that God intercepts you and says, if you'll come to me, if you'll come to me, I've got a provision. His name is Jesus. Well, my mama prayed for me. That doesn't get you born again. I was christened. They put water on me when I was a baby. You'll think about that in hell. Well, if I go to a place called purgatory, somebody will pray me out of it. There is no place. This canon of scripture, if you find it, you come and show it to me. This canon of scripture provides, there's no intermediate place. Nobody. The moment that you die, you can be 25 years old, get killed in a car wreck. And the moment that you die, there's no waiting around. You're not kind of walking around waiting for somebody. How do you know all this? It's your opinion. No, I've studied this book for 30 years. I've kept my face in it. I went to school, but the school was not what taught me. The Holy Ghost has taught me 30 years, 40 years of looking at it, looking at it, looking at it. I know it. I know it from front to the back and from the back to the front. I know it. I'm still learning. But I can tell you there's no place. There's no in-between place. Either you are or you aren't. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. And I spent hours, he spent hours, and we'll get, boy, there is a, ooh, there's a lesson. I mean, there's a real lesson. But I've taken this route lately. I'll do whatever you want to do. It's like 10 pages of typewritten notes. And there, you'd have just been edified in that sense. But when he gives me something, then I give it back to him and say, okay, you take it. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Would you just love on him for a moment and just magnify him? I glorify you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I am thirsty. Let's sing it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I am thirsty, Jesus. Hungry,
Jesus.
Desperate for your presence,
Jesus.
I am thirsty, hungry, desperate for
has a plan for your life, and it's not the path that you've been on. If everyone would just pray with me right now and just shut yourself in and close your eyes and give everyone privacy. If you're here this morning or if I'm talking to you through the camera and you've not received Christ, some people say, yeah, I've received the Lord. Has He changed you? If there wasn't a change, you didn't really receive Christ. That's the easiest way. If there wasn't a dramatic change in your life, if you didn't just automatically stop doing a lot of stuff and start doing a lot of stuff, you didn't receive the Lord. Either somebody talked you into it or you said it with your mind. The Bible says if a man believes with his heart, and then out of his heart he confesses, man or woman confesses out of his heart, it means you mean it, it's down deep. I mean it. I really mean it. And the way that you know you mean it is that something immediately changes. And again, not to belabor, but just because some people think, well, maybe I am. Well, did you stop doing a lot of stuff? Was there a lot of stuff that you just said, that's terrible, I don't want to do that anymore? And was there a lot of stuff that you started doing, like, I want to be in church, I want to read my Bible? That's the greatest, easiest way to know. Was there a change? So if you're here this morning or if you're watching, and I know that there are people that need Christ. I know that because He just commandeered me, just took me out of where I was going. It's so easy. But it is a big decision. It means really submitting yourself. Here's the thing. For God so loved the world, as I said before, that He gave His only begotten Son. Where are you going to be 100 years from now? Because everybody in this room 100 years from now, unless there's just some really small babies, are going to be dead. You're going to be gone. Heaven is real and hell is real. Now, some people are through the camera and here are trying to occupy your mind with something else so you can just kind of live through this moment. But I can tell you this, if this moment escapes you and you just keep doing this the rest of your life, one day you'll wake up in what the Bible describes the lake of fire. And that is a place of extreme torment, and it's eternal. You'll never be able to get out of that place. You'll never escape it. But it's so wonderful that God has provided a way now before you breathe your last breath. And that is Jesus. He's the fire escape. He's the way to come to God. Hell was not made for men. It was made for the devil and his angels. But then everyone that rejects, somebody says, why would God send me to hell? God doesn't send anybody to hell. Listen, whoever's listening today and whoever's in here, you got here today by divine destiny. You might have thought you were invited or for some other reason you came. But if you don't know Christ, you're here to hear this gospel message. I don't know, if you don't receive Christ today, I don't know, you may get more chances, I don't know. Or this may be the last chance, because I don't know when your life is over. But if you don't accept today, when you stand before the Lord, you're going to think, He's going to bring up this moment. He's going to bring up this moment, and He's going to say, that was your opportunity. And you rejected it. So God is so good. He's so good. So let's all stand together. Can we do that? Most people that would tune in here are probably already born again. This application probably is more for the possibility of people that are here. Would you bow your head and close your eyes again with me? Father, right now, my calling is not an evangelist, but your evangelistic anointing comes upon me at times. And we put out the net and we've spoken the word that you have given us. And I'm asking you right now, touch their lives. Cause them to see the necessity of this moment in time. If you're here this morning and you do not know Christ, or you say, I thought I knew Christ, but there's really no change and there's no peace, but I want you to pray for me, Pastor. Would you please pray for me? Would you raise your hand? Is there anybody? Yes, I see your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. I see your hand. It takes so much. I'm so proud of you, so thankful for what God is doing. There's a couple more. There's two or three more. Is there anybody else that would just say, Pastor, just pray for me. I am really not sure. There's not been a change. Just raise your hand. Anybody else besides for these two? I'll be blessed with two. But I think that God wants more. Is there anybody else? I'm going to pray right now for everyone. Jesus, I pray for these. Some are making a commitment, recommitment. Some may be coming for the first time or making sure that things are right. Everybody else, continue to pray. Keep your eyes closed. Those that raised your hand, look at me for a second, please. I appreciate you so much. And I kind of know where, did you mean it? I believe you did. I respect you so much. Did you mean it? I'm going to ask those people to come forward right now. Could you do that? Would you mind doing that, please? And stand right here. Come on. Stand right here. Thank you, ma'am, so much for coming. I appreciate you coming. Just stand here and face me. Some more were just stand here and face me. Hallelujah. Okay. I need some ladies to come. Candy, you can come. Barbara, Natalie, Sarah, please just stand behind him. The rest of you, Gay, come up here and stand. You guys, some of you elders. I know that some of you know Christ, but you're in a place of maybe a recommitment. I don't know you. I respect you. Thank you for coming today. I'm going to ask all of us to pray one prayer. Ma'am, I can't tell you how much I respect you. I tell you what, just for you to make this commitment today, and all of you, Elijah, God has got his hand on your life. Zach. Let's pray this prayer together. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask everybody to pray this. And for you, ma'am, and all of us, we mean it. When we mean it, something happens. Let's pray this prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Give me eternal life. I believe that you died for me and you rose again for me. I accept this as my way to heaven. Cleanse me now. Give me this eternal life. And I will follow you, Jesus. With all my heart, I give my heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Would you, Gay, would you get her information? Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right, buddy. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, buddy. Hallelujah. Well, people renew their commitment to Christ and get born again. There's no better service than that, right? No better service. No better service. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and magnify God? We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, we've been asking God to bring people in from all over. And God is doing that one step at a time. Hallelujah. Our doors are open. Our hearts are open. I interrupted you in your midst of your worship. Bring us back in, Harry. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for the day. Let's thank God for those who've committed their life to the Lord. Jesus. Best service ever is when people get born again. Hallelujah. That's the greatest miracle. We'll be back here at 6 o'clock tonight for prayer and watching Gary Carpenter. Gary Carpenter will be here right on that screen on the 6th of next month. So be here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ma'am, the lady behind you is going to get information from me for you so we can get touch with you. Hallelujah. What else? Thank you for being here. We appreciate and love everybody so much. There's something else. I don't know what it is. What is it, Sarah? What am I supposed to remember? Hallelujah. So we'll be here tonight. Gary will be here the 6th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I know what I'm preaching next Sunday. I don't even have to prepare. Hallelujah. I got all those hours spent yesterday and this morning early. It's money in the bank. Glory to God. Yes. 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 He may do the same thing again. That's exactly right. We get souls saved. It doesn't matter. We'll do what we can do. Amen. We'll receive that. Amen. Why don't you give somebody a great big hug when you're leaving? We love you. We're coming through the camera to get our final hug. Blessings. Amen.